If you've never heard of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, then you're in luck because the El Paso Playhouse will be performing that play starting next Friday, July 25th at 8 p.m. And with me happen to be Vanya and Sonia, or John Cantrell and Alexandra Van Sveringen.
Yes.
Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Educate me about this play.
Well, it's a play about three middle-aged siblings who feel that life has passed them by, and they're pretty much correct. The two, Vanya and Masha, are biological brother and sister, and then Sonia is adopted, and she feels unhappy about that, but then she feels unhappy about everything.
Oh, yes. All right. All right. There's a vague familiarity about this whole thing.
I think a lot of people will see parts of their lives in it. I know I did when I started doing it.
Yeah. How long have you been doing theater?
Well, I've been with the Playhouse for 3 years.
Okay. And how about you, John?
Since I was a freshman, so about 10 years.
Okay. So you're both well into the theater experience. How is this role working for you? What are your stretches you're having to make for it?
Oh. Well, I play Vanya, and I'm supposed to be in my 60s.
Ah, all right. There's a stretch 50s, right there.
60s.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to be a little challenging, but with the right makeup and the right mannerisms, I'm pretty confident I can take on the role of Vanya.
Well, I know that Kevin Mullen is directing the play, which was written by Christopher Durang. For those of us who don't know all there is to know about theater, what are some of the other Durang pieces that we might be familiar with?
Our last season, we actually had Beyond Therapy.
Ah, all right. And excellent, yes.
I think he also did The Actor's Nightmare.
Okay, all right. So these are pieces that people might go, oh, that one, okay. I'm particularly interested in the fact that this play derives or has elements derived from works of Anton Chekhov. Now, I grew up reading the essays of Anton Chekhov, a fascinating storyteller, wonderful author. How do you interpret those elements?
Well, the way Durang described it, he took them all and put them in a blender and then spit them back out.
Very scientific, apparently.
Exactly. There's a lot of references. I mean, everything is a reference to a Chekhov play, but it's not based on anything. It's just these characters happen to have the names, and then it just sort of goes from there.
Tell me more about the interaction of our main characters. And is it just four people on stage? Is that the entire production?
It's actually six.
Okay. Six. Yeah. So who are the other two that remain unnamed?
That would be Cassandra, which is the housekeeper for Vanya and Sonia. And she's also kind of a amateur psychic.
Oh, she's not amateur. She's a prophet.
And then there's Nina, who is a girl who's visiting her uncle and aunt, and they live next door to Vanya and Sonia.
And Spike?
Spike is Masha's boyfriend, her new boyfriend, who's like 20 years old.
Boy toy.
I think boy
the term,
yes,
yeah, term would exactly. be boy toy. Okay. How comfortable is the humor in this play? Does it feel like contemporary humor, or do you have to? Yeah?
In fact, it's very timely in that Vanya feels that he really does feel like everything's passed him by. And there's all this modern stuff, you know, Facebook and texting and all this, and he just doesn't quite understand it.
So it's set in contemporary
time. Oh, yeah.
In fact, it
won the Tony in 2013.
Oh.
So it's brand new.
See, I have my brain is with Chekhov, and I'm thinking out of synchrony with the timing on this. And yes, it won many major awards. Tony for Best Play, you said that was 2013. Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Play, New York Critics, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on.
I can tell you a little bit about Masha. Okay, so the two siblings have stayed home to take care of their parents, and, you know, they finally died. I don't know when. And then Masha's a movie star. So she comes in, she's a whirlwind, she sort of shakes things up whenever she comes home, and it's the reaction, it's the interaction between the two of them that stay at home, and then Masha. It's interesting and it's funny. She has some funny things to do, and Cassandra has funny things. And
what about the set and costuming, anything elaborate or fancy, or is it all kept to a minimum?
I'm the costumer.
You're it.
Well, no, they go to a costume party. where Masha is Snow White, and then we have a couple of dwarves, and then Prince Charming. And I've worked very hard on some of the costumes, so I think those are pretty good. Otherwise, it's just, you know, your normal everyday costumes.
Does the humor in this play rely more on wit, gestures, slapstick? What kind of humor are we in for?
I think it's more wit. I don't think there's a whole lot of slapstick. Some of it's very intellectual humor, but a lot of it is, I guess, pretty open. Anyone could get the jokes that are in it.
And age, what's the most appropriate age? Any restrictions on?
Oh, you know, there's not a lot of language, or, you know, the situations are adult, but not in this terms of, you know, you couldn't bring your kids, but they wouldn't get it.
All right. All right. Well, that's good enough. I want to thank my guests today, actors John Cantrell and Alexandra Van Sveringen, who play Vanya and Sonia in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, the El Paso premiere next Friday at 8 p.m. at the El Paso Playhouse, 2501 Montana, with performances Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. through August the 16th. Tickets are between $7 and $10, and that's the El Paso Playhouse on Montana. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.